The UAE has been particularly vulnerable to reprisals from Iran. I saw this article this morning, actually, which I thought was enormously funny. Tourists, expats, and influencers, even Westerners, detained in UAE over digital content showing Iran war impacts. See, Dubai exists as a kind of like playground for the ultra wealthy and pedophiles, especially ultra wealthy pedophiles. And what it really, really, really fucks the city's, I guess, marketing. If you show images of Iran bombing it indiscriminately from across the Gulf. So they are actually arresting just like people, just regular Joes taking videos of this. Like, again, keep in mind that Dubai may have some special privileges, but it's still an Islamic state, UAE. It's not a democracy at all, not even remotely. They're just straight up yoinking people and throwing them in jail because they are fucking with the housing market. And fucking with it, they are. Dubai's real estate index collapses by 30% amid war. The perceived value of Dubai real estate has been Iran really is just single-handedly fixing the region, huh? Really just righting every wrong. Truly God's army. Incredible stuff. According to trading data on the Dubai Stock Exchange, the Dubai Financial Market Real Estate Index fell by approximately 30% in 2 weeks. Just plummeted 30%. God, I wish that would happen to us. Our housing prices are now higher than they were in the bubble back in 2006. Average US housing prices have reached the same peak they did right before the subprime mortgage crash. That's a good sign, right? Yes, if you're a boomer who bought your house back in 76. Hopefully this continues to go down. Iran really has no reason not to continue shelling Dubai, in part because it's an extremely evil city-state, a very evil country, UAE. But also because you there's it's such a low risk, high reward. Basically, any damage that you do to the city is going to pay out enormously as a deterrent. UAE is not all Dubai. I know that, but like, are you referring to this? Referring to what? What is this? Dubai influencers become citizen journalists? Well, this isn't specifically about them being arrested, but.
It's a little bit unnerving, absolutely.
Oh, maybe it is.
And also, the most annoying thing is the airport has been closed down.
When Iran started attacking its neighbors, videos like this quickly went viral.
Oh my God, that building just got murked, bro. What the f, bro? I'm in Dubai, Marriott, and just now an Iranian missile has just struck the building right next to me.
This is British fitness influencer Will Bailey.
Asking me how I got my abs look like that, how I got that lean.
He was in Dubai.
He looks, yep, looks stupid, credulous. Wealthy? Yeah, no, perfect.
And usually posts clips from the gym. But when Iran's attacks started, his content changed completely.
That was meters away from us. Look at this. That is the Fairmont Hotel in Dubai.
But while Iran's drone and missile attacks have kept coming, the videos have stopped. They've been replaced with something else. Some of you might have seen this meme on your feed recently.
Am I gonna get
People
copyright struck for Saudi slop?
Dubai have been warned that filming drone and missile strike sites could incite public panic, and it's now against the law.
So I put up a video earlier of what was going on, and I deleted it because I don't think you can really show stuff.
In nearby Qatar, more than 300 people have already been arrested for sharing images of the war classed as misinformation. And in Kuwait, posting anything about Iran's attacks is completely banned.
When things are going well, I actually didn't know that about Kuwait. That's crazy. Like it really does seem like the global financial order is completely dependent on pretending that America didn't just massively fuck up and that Iran can't indefinitely hold the straight or do whatever they want.
All this has made some people suspicious. They say influencers could be being used to hide the facts.
Dubai is and will always be the safest city in the world.
Insane, like it's so dystopian. You live in a petro state slave city that has to truck shit out of its mega skyscrapers because they never built the fucking plumbing. I guess they built it now. And you're arrested if you acknowledge. Like, is this not insane? You're arrested if you publicly acknowledge that you're being shelled from across the Gulf. So you have to put like, oh, please, UAE, Emiratis or whatever, please don't arrest me. There's no war in Ba Sing Se.
Sorry, haters, but this is what Dubai looks like now. Our leadership always keeps us safe and we trust them completely. So stop believing the rumors spread by haters and come see it for yourself.
Haters, please, God, please reinvest in the, Dubai real estate funds. Please buy our land. It's not getting bombed. It'll never get bombed. It can't get bombed. Nothing's going to happen. Please don't worry about it. Please trust us. God, I hope Iran levels that city. I want Iran to annex it. Me too. I trust them much more. Iran was right in targeting the Gulf nations. Remember that fucking idiotic bit from Jon Stewart where he was like, why is Iran attacking the Gulf states when America and Israel were the ones who attacked Iran? As though the Gulf states are not just puppets, but like arbiters of the global order that America enforces in the Gulf. Like, what a stupid fucking thing to say. Iran was right in targeting the Gulf nations. Oh, yeah, no. Americans are 100% launching from bases in like UAE and Saudi Arabia. Yeah, 100%. Of course they did. Yeah, they have to. Houthis have announced they'll be joining the war in support of Iran shortly. Analysts expect them to shut down another strait. The Suez? How the fuck are they gonna... Oh, they're gonna shut down the Red Sea. They're gonna do what they did before. Yeah, go for it. Hell yeah. Turn those cranks. Yeah, if they shut this down, they shut down the Suez, basically, yeah. That might be a bit harder. Yeah, they don't have anywhere near the equipment that Iran does. But I think if I remember correctly, the Houthis do have a little bit more room to breathe now because the RSF has been pushed back because the forces funding the RSF have been distracted by the war with Iran. So the Houthis have got a little more wiggle room, you know? This would disrupt more normal trade, not oil. Actually, a lot of oil is moving through here now as well because they can't get through here. Like Saudi Arabia is moving as much oil as it can over here to the Red Sea. So it would prevent oil from moving to the Red Sea and then out through the south, you know? Could they mine the Red Sea? I don't know if the Houthis have that mine equipment. I'm sure they could get it if they wanted to. The RSF's in Sudan, not Yemen. Oh, you're right. You're completely correct. Sorry, I was mixing up two genocides. My bad. The Saudi-backed Yemeni government's in a stronger position than it was before. The Houthis have less breathing room than you might think. Okay, yeah, then I was mixing up two regional conflicts. That's my fault. This is why they're entering the conflict. The second carrier is about to cross the Red Sea. Well, I don't know how much they could really do to stop a carrier group from moving through, but if they cause more disruption, that's good. You know, Israeli American Zionazi order can't continue to get away with doing whatever it wants. They're gonna have pretty soon all trade is gonna have to go back around the southern Cape of Africa, just like the good old days. This whole area is just going to be too unstable. Nobody's going to want to risk it. That would raise prices. Thanks, Israel. Do you believe Iran and Ukraine are both mutually justified in striking each other? Just curious because we had a debate about an offline chat. Iranian leadership did say that Ukraine is a legitimate target because Ukraine is providing support to the United States and Israel. Yeah, I guess they kind of are. Like in the greater, well, okay. I think that Iran is more justified in striking Ukraine than Ukraine is in striking Iran because you're going up one level of responsibility, right? The power that Iran is deferring to for support, Russia, is not the global hegemon, whereas the power Ukraine is deferring to is America. So America and Israel, since they're butt buddies, had more of a hand in how this all developed and how this played out, and the state of affairs in the world today, I guess. Or they had more of a preceding hand in the nature of the conflict. Well, no, is that my real reason? I feel like, okay, let's think about it. Iran says Ukraine is assisting our enemies. The Zionazi regime wants us destroyed. Israel's insane. Israel's a death cult, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I guess my problem is that I think that Israel and America are a greater threat to world peace than Russia is. I think it just comes back to that. I think Russia is a big threat to world peace. I think America and Israel are much worse. I think that's like ultimately what I defer to. It does not mean that Russia's in the right. And I don't think Iran should strike Ukraine just because you have better targets, man. Like, you've got better... You're going to waste equipment shooting over here. You're gonna fire, like, 600 miles up. Now, I don't think that's a good use of your time and energy. And, of course, I would prefer it if Ukraine didn't do anything to assist America and Israel. What site is this? Live UA map for Iran. Iran is actively assisting Russia in genociding Ukrainians? Sure, but like America and or Ukraine is actively assisting America and Israel attempt to end the world. That's my, like, that would be the juxtaposition, I guess. Like, yes, Russia is an expansionist, genocidal, fascist state, but Israel and America are too, but we're more powerful and acting much more recklessly. It's crazy to think that, like, in like compared to how recklessly Russia has been acting, but we are doing so much so quickly. Not trying to minimize what Russia is or what they represent. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like we're a huge, huge, huge threat. Well, yeah, Merrick, but it goes both ways. Because Ukraine is assisting Israel and Israel and America. And I think that they pose a greater threat to the world. I would rather they didn't fight. I'm rooting for Iran and Ukraine. I understand that they're not going to, be friends anytime soon. U.S. lifting sanctions on Russian oil is more damaging to Ukraine than anything Iran's done. That is also true. That is true. America is choosing to fuck over Ukraine by lifting sanctions on Russian oil rather than to just not touch the stove. Like, it's doing that to lessen the consequences of the action it chose to take. So, yeah, I don't know. America and Israel are pretty, they're wildin', is what the kids would say, in my opinion. Kind of an edge case thing, anyway. At what point would this turn to World War III? Stop. Nothing is World War III until major powers fight. Okay. Also, you would need real ground invasions. So far, in everything that's happening, the only land invasion that has taken place is Russia against Ukraine. No land invasion has taken place yet. And it looks like the only one that's going to happen, at least in the near future, is Israel doing a ground invasion of Lebanon, which hardly counts as World War III. There would be a lead up to it. Well, I mean, if it leads up to it, it leads up to it. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What are you going to do? But what ground invasion do you think would trigger World War III here? Israel could do a ground invasion of any neighboring country. It wouldn't necessarily change the metrics here, right? I mean, what... I get it's confusing, but I personally want there to be less shade drones. I have to judge, lol. No, I for sure, I agree, yeah. It's unfortunate. It's kind of like a messy global dynamic. But I think it's absolutely essential that American and Israeli ambitions die here. I think that'll make the world a safer place for everyone. What if Turkey gets involved? If Turkey directly fought or invaded Israel, I don't know. The Western European countries wouldn't really ally. I don't know. I don't see a World War III scenario. Having a bunch of regional instability doesn't necessarily mean NATO would be over, but it's not going to happen.